Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
You remember the term pervert? I think it's time to bring it back. It's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
Before we talk about perverts, something we'll be talking about on Tuesday's Armstrong and Getty radio show. They're having the world's first AI beauty pageant. And I can't wrap my head around what that would possibly mean, but I'm looking at two of the leading contestants who are very attractive women that don't exist.
And, so what, do their creators win something?
Yeah.
It's clickbait for horny dudes.
Ugh.
All right, and we'll talk about it on the radio show tomorrow.
I don't understand how you can get turned on by something that's not real.
Well, you wouldn't know it wasn't real unless somebody told you.
Oh, I do. I absolutely do. It's just, it's basic anthropology. It's like you show a woman an incredibly realistic picture of a baby, they will biochemically react to that. It's, you know, it's just, it's the way men are made.
I don't know if I would or not. I gotta have to be in that position at some point to determine how that'll have an effect on me. I saw the hot robot chick at the Sphere in Las Vegas.
The hot, bald, gray robot.
Yeah. And I was not turned on by her, but she was alluring. I gave her my number. She ignored me.
Wow.
More on that
baby,
tomorrow.
You're so cold. So anybody who brings sex to children is a pervert, is a sicko, sexualizing children. And I'm not like talking about teaching them to use proper names for their body parts so they can communicate. There's no reason to go all Victorian on it, but the people trying to sexualize children, either to radicalize them or sex them up or whatever, we got to get back to calling them perverts. There ought to be none of that. Bill Maher, good old liberal, man, he was on that, talking about sexualizing children in a variety of contexts, including Hollywood. Why don't we just start there with one, Michael, and work our way?
Have you all been watching the Max documentary called Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV? OMG. Nickelodeon, it wasn't a studio, it was Neverland Ranch with Kraft Services. It is just scene after scene, clip after clip of the child stars of their day being subjected to obviously inappropriate, highly sexualized degradation.
I haven't watched any of that yet. I'll need to tune it in. It's getting a lot of attention. Have you seen it, Katie?
I have. And we mentioned it for a brief second on the radio show. But I'm not being dramatic when I say I was watching that and parts of my childhood were coming back and I was going, oh, my God, because there were scenes in the show, in the documentary that I remember seeing as a kid on Nickelodeon and it going right over my head.
Right. So, now from that standpoint, so who's it for then? I mean, if they're doing this sexual stuff that young people don't, it's for their own enjoyment?
Well, there were several crew members that were sexual predators, and then this Dan Schneider guy, who is the head producer and behind all of these shows, he was a creep himself.
Gotcha.
The thing's disgusting.
Hit us with two, Michael.
And get this, after Brian Peck, who was one of the lead creeps at Nickelodeon, served 16 months in prison for the molesting he did there, Disney hired him, naturally, to work on a children's series.
What? Oh,
for pedophiles in Hollywood, it's a small world after all.
Wow! That's incredible!
In the documentary, they actually flash like an entire cast and crew Nickelodeon photo from back in the day when this was happening, and they used graphics and circled all the sexual predators that were in the image.
Whoa. But him getting caught, I'd say it's one thing if you didn't know these were people like that and somehow you missed it, but the guy got caught, went to prison, and then Disney hires him. That's Catholic Church stuff. That's moving them around so you give them another opportunity to abuse.
Yep.
Wow.
All right. We just got a bunch of new clips. I'm trying to comprehend how they relate to each other. I don't think.
Wow, that is freaking horrifying. So the Catholic Church is shot through and through with pedophiles. So that's why that happens. You got a pedophile who wants to keep the whole pedophile gig going. So he hires other pedophiles and doesn't want to interrupt the, you know, the assembly line of young, untouched boys they get access to. Is that what they're doing in Hollywood?
I think to some extent, yeah. The tales of child sexual abuse in Hollywood are rife. I mean,
right, but
there's so many.
Guy gets caught at Nickelodeon, goes to prison, then Disney hires them and lets them work with kids again? Holy crap.
Yeah, that's incomprehensible. Michael, give me 10 and 11 back to back. I was talking about this on the radio show. I thought this was some really good A, writing, and B, making an argument.
And contrary to current progressive dogma, children aren't miniature adults wise beyond their years. They're morons. They're gullible morons who'll believe anything and just want to please grown-ups. And they don't have any frame of reference. So they normalize whatever's happening. That's why endlessly talking about gender to six-year-olds isn't just inappropriate. It's what the law would call entrapment, which means enticing people into doing something they wouldn't ordinarily do. Entrapment, suggesting someone into something they wouldn't otherwise do. And if you think that some of that isn't going on with gender in schools, you're not watching enough TikTok videos.
I pledge allegiance to the queers.
I'm not allowed to be out as trans non-binary at school. So my response to this is to be as obnoxiously queer as possible.
Well, good for Bill Maher for calling this out. I'm sure he's got a lot of friends who don't dig when he does that sort of thing.
Yeah, probably so. It's funny. I'm of two minds about a lot of this stuff. I'm really, really glad people are coming around to it, and I'm just horrified it took this long. And in some quarters, people are still nowhere near coming to their senses. There are still plenty of people actively campaigning that we need more drag queen story hours. You know, we need more genderbed person and for first graders and that sort of thing. They think they're right. They're not the hardcore neo-Marxists who know precisely what they're doing. They're the I want to be a good person activists who are aiding the evildoers.
Well, you got the do-good activists who kind of unwittingly go along. You got the neo-Marxists who just want to upend society, and then you got just flat out pervos. They're just into sex with kids or getting as close to it as they can.
And then let's not forget the iron law of bureaucracy. You have people who are supposed to be protecting kids or educating kids thinking, man, there's some sick stuff going on, but if I call attention to it, That's going to upset my gig. It's going to upset the bureaucracy I'm protecting, the school district, the school, the Catholic church, the movie studio.
USA Swimming, USA Volleyball, USA Gymnastics.
Right, exactly. So they aid and abet the sickos or the Marxists just to cover their own ass and protect their own turf.
Yeah, because they, all those three sports I mentioned, they ignored the fact that this was going on because they, you know, got another Olympics coming and we're doing pretty good. Looks like we got a good team. Let's not rock the boat here.
Raising lots of money, I get a big salary. Yeah. Man, we could use a little more moral courage in the world. I salute Bill Maher. Don't always agree with him, but he's got guts.
Well, I guess that's it.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.